Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Today's topic is berries build immunity with flavonoids, phytochemicals, and polyphenols. I am very much interested in bringing this show today. In fact, I had contacted several experts in the field. One was a naturopath, another is a naturopath. Another is a food scientist and also a nurse. And one after the other, they were able to give me some much valuable information for the show. However, I had wanted to be able to chat with them just a little bit and open the lines for questions. However, one after the other, these potential guests had to cancel. So we are here. I have berries on my counter. And so I am going to share with you as much as I can from the knowledge that I have accumulated, not only from my reading, but in talking to a couple of them. The first thing is, and you may already know this, But polyphenols and flavonoids are very full, potent, in fact, bursting with antioxidants. We can find these flavonoids in not only berries, but other of our foods, such as celery, kale, dark chocolate, broccoli, tea, red wine, grape juice, particularly purple grape juice, and the list just kind of goes on and on. Soybeans, eggplant, thyme, but again, the powerhouse that generates the nutritional benefit is the fact that they are full of antioxidants. One of the things that I came to learn is that berries certainly help us to stay cognitively healthy. They keep our mental capacities running at optimum levels. I found an article by Elizabeth DeVore. She is an associate epidemiologist at Brigham and Women's Health Hospital, and her contribution, or one of her contributions, I'm certainly not representing all that she has to say, but that she had done some studies that indicate that the highest berry intake postponed cognitive decline by about 2.5 years. And, you know, that may not seem like a lot. I know I thought about it. However, I have a family member who has been struck. You all have heard me from time to time speak of that family member, and she happens to be my mother. And she's been struck with Alzheimer's, and I would give anything to have been able to delay her onset of the disease by any time frame. So that's a good thing to know. They also, when I say they, berries, they also help to manage diabetes. And I know that more and more of our population is amassing diabetes. So, again, that is another area where I believe it's the fiber content that is very important. Blueberries are one of the most favored berry, not only because of taste, but because of its properties. And my understanding is the darker the berry, the better. I have come across a brand new berry for myself, and I have not had it yet, but I understand that its anti-inflammatory agents are just magnificent for various health needs that we have, including heart health, and that berry is called the maki berry. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly. I understand I will have to order them because they're not available in this part of the country. And as I talk about berries, there is a preview of a book that I would like to offer you. It's downloadable, an ebook, and it's not the entire book, but it's the preview, and you can get that at ZenobiaBailey.net. Again, ZenobiaBailey.net. It recommends 7 berries. And actually, it even talks about eating these berries, all of these berries, every day. Goji berries, blueberries, strawberries, bilberries, blackberries, the maki berries, and the acai berry. Those are the 7 that it lists. Okay, let's just continue a little bit now with the whole platform and benefits of berries. Berries help our weight control. They're good for certainly snacking, eating them as a part of your diet of a meal. I usually add berries to a protein shake that I have just about every day. And then sometimes I find myself just popping berries, and I need to do that more, actually. I don't think one can do that too much. I wanted to turn my attention to blood pressure. If you have a predisposition or have a problem with blood pressure, I understand that berries are good for helping one to lower blood pressure, that the chemical compounds in the berries help to fight the inflammation that accompanies high blood pressure. Back to this, which berry was it? The, excuse me, the acai berry. My nurse friend, she tells me that one needs to really be careful that some people are predisposed to having adverse reaction to that particular berry, and it can throw one into, or possibly throw one into experiencing high blood pressure. So as always, no matter what's said on this program regarding health, make sure that you are in consultation with your healthcare provider, no matter who that might be. It could be your nurse practitioner, it could be your naturopathic physician, a medical physician, whomever you choose, that you would make the decision with that person in terms of what would be best for you. But the main thing that I wanted to bring to the forefront today was the medicinal and health benefits of the berry. In fact, some people have the strong feeling that if you get the right combination of berries and you eat them often enough, that they are just as effective as prescriptions. I'm not saying that. I don't know. I do know that they have high results. They bring high results for many of these concerns that I have described.